Chapter 13. The Ducking.
Blackheart gave the signal, and a guard pushed Linda into the pond. The water was cold and deep. Linda desperately tried to swim, but the sack of stones pulled her under.
Stay calm,
she thought, remembering her swimming lessons.
I've got enough air for a minute or two. I must take off the rope.
Linda pulled hard, but the rope was tied very well. Above the water, Lord Blackheart watched. Bubbles came to the surface. The guards looked at him, but he didn't give any orders. Minutes passed. The villagers talked nervously.
Why does Blackheart wait?
The girl will not survive,
they said. The jester spoke sadly and angrily.
You are all responsible for this crime. A young maid's death is a tragic rhyme.
Blackheart waited. Then, finally, he was satisfied.
Pull her up!
He shouted. The guards pulled the rope, and the sack of stones appeared, but where was Linda? The crowd, incredulous, moved towards the water. Blackheart pushed through the people, furious.
Where is the witch? Find her!
He pushed a guard into the pond.
My lord, I can't swim,
said the guard.
Don't stop, you imbecile! You must find her!
Blackheart was hysterical with anger. On the other side of the pond, in the shadow of the trees, two figures emerged silently from the water. Matt and Linda. Nobody saw them running through the forest in the direction of the castle.
Matt, stop for a second. I'm exhausted,
implored Linda.
Okay, Linda, but we don't have much time.
Linda sat on the grass.
How did you know I was under the water, Matt?
A guard announced a ducking in the village this morning. My new friend, Watt, showed me the place and gave me a knife. Then I hid in the long grass beside the pond. When you were underwater, I swam to you and cut the rope. I know you're a good swimmer, so it was easy to swim to the other side of the pond.
You saved my life, Matt,
said Linda, looking at him in admiration. Matt's face became pink.
No problem,
he said, embarrassed.
But now we must find the computer. We need it to go back to the future.
I know where it is,
smiled Linda.
I hid it when we arrived.
Great! Let's go,
said Matt happily.
Okay,
said Linda.
I'm tired of being a witch.
And I'm tired of being wet and smelly,
laughed Matt. At the pond, Blackheart's face was red with anger.
Who is responsible for this?
He yelled, looking at the villagers.
Perhaps she was a real witch,
said a voice from the crowd.
So she disappeared.
Silence, ignorant fools,
shouted Blackheart. He pointed his sword at the villagers.
Enough,
cried Watt.
You are the fool.
He picked up some mud and threw it at the lord. It hit him directly in the face. First, there was silence. The villagers were shocked. Then everybody began to laugh. Blackheart slowly removed the mud. His face was a mask of fury.
I give you work, a home, and my protection. You insult me. I can find other people to work on my land. Guards, kill them all!